This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's Sparky Pfeiffer, 55 past the hour. Time for another Milwaukee Sports Time Out here on a Lambeau Tobacco Green and Gold Monday. The Green Bay Packers have now lost 4 in a row. Now losers 27-17 to the Buffalo Bills last night. Joining me now, longtime guy in WSSP, now Sactown Sports out in Sacramento, Rami Makhlouf. Rami, did you ever think we'd get to the point where the Packers with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback and we'd be talking about moral victories? Because I feel like that's going to be the conversation all day today.
Is there a moral victory to take out of this one? I mean, I know what the final score was, but this game was not as close as what the final score read. Where's the moral victory in this?
I think the moral victory is that they didn't roll over and play dead in the second half. They played much better in the second half defensively, and offensively, they were able to sustain some drives worth running the football, not having to rely on Aaron Rodgers. You overcome losing Quay Walker and Devondre Campbell in the middle of the field. Christian Watson goes out hurt after he just came back with a concussion. So, yeah, I think there are moral victories to take from this thing to a certain degree.
Right now, I mean, I don't know how anybody looks at the Bills and says that they're not one of the top teams in this league. Super Bowl favorite, I think, on most betting boards. And I think we saw what the gap is between the Packers and what the best teams in this league is tonight, Sparky. And where Aaron Rodgers isn't his career, I don't think you can be chalking up moral victories. That this isn't, he's not building towards something. He doesn't have years to build a contender here in Green Bay. The guy is 38 years old. You know what I mean? The clock is a ticking. And so, I mean, I'm not saying none of that stuff you just said isn't true or valid. I'm just saying they got 9 weeks to figure this out. They don't have years to figure this out.
No, you're absolutely right about that. And it was funny. I hopped into a BetQL chat tonight that was being hosted by a guy in Buffalo. And it was brought up that one of the people that was in there, that was in the chat, hey, man, I got a future in the Packers to finish second or better in the NFC North. How do you think I'm looking in this whole thing? I think you still look pretty good if you have a future bet on the Packers finish second or better. I think Fields is looking much better. I watched part of that game on Sunday. I think he looks better. Dan Campbell's teams play hard but can never finish. So I don't think you get too concerned about the Detroit Lions, even though they are the next opponent for the Green Bay Packers. How do you feel about this division right now? I think obviously the Vikings win it.
Yeah, the Vikings are going to win this division, it's looking like. And the Packers are, I mean, yeah, they're better than the Bears and the Lions. Well, they're the Lions. So that's enough said about that. I think they'll finish second. Probably. They'll probably finish second. The question is, will second be good enough for them to be in the playoff picture? For that guy's betting ticket, that obviously means something, but you're not playing to be better than the Bears. You're not playing to be better than the Lions, and you're not going to win the division every year either. But playoffs is the bare minimum expectations for this Packers franchise.
Yeah, no. The expectation was Super Bowl or bust. That's what expectations level have been for the Packers for a long time. That's what it's been, Super Bowl or bust. Now we're talking about, they can at least just get in the playoffs. I mean, they're going to get smoked as soon as they get there, but at least we can say we're in the playoffs again. This is not a Super Bowl caliber team, and I don't even know if this is a playoff caliber team unless something dramatically changes in two areas. One, their ability to throw the football and these receivers to get on the same page with their quarterback. And two, the ability to improve against the run on the defensive side of the football. Those two things have to dramatically improve. If those two things don't dramatically improve, then it's going to be a long, long second half of the season for the Green Bay Packers like it has been the last 4 weeks, Rami Makhlouf.
I've never believed in Super Bowl or bust for any franchise. People are saying that out here in Northern California, Sparky, about the 49ers after going and getting Christian McCaffrey.
Hey, man, he looked good today, man. He threw a touchdown. He caught a touchdown. He ran a touchdown in. Hey, man, that looks pretty good to me.
That dude's fun to watch work. But even with that, even with everything that they gave up and pushing all the chips to the center of the table that they pushed to the center of the table, you put together a Super Bowl caliber team, and sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. There's a lot beyond your control. And I'm not ready to count the Packers. The division is a long climb when you look at the two team schedules and how many games out they are, how many games are left. But Sparky, there's 9 weeks left in this season, and 9 weeks in the NFL is an eternity. We could be talking about the Packers in a very different way 9 weeks from now than we are right now, just like we're talking about the Packers very differently right now, 8 weeks into the season, than we were 8 weeks ago. People were, and I'm not saying that some of the stuff that's going on with the Packers does not deserve a little bit of scrutiny and wondering how serious a problem that it is, but we are very much prisoners of the moment and recency bias when it comes to the sport of football, especially sports across the board, but the sport of football eventually. It doesn't look good for the Packers right now, and it very well might not get much better, but it could be a whole different story 9 weeks from now. And you get in the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback and you're hot at the right time. Don't tell me that they can't win a Super Bowl.
The problem is Aaron Jones has been the best player on this offense for the most part for the last several weeks. He's been the most, he's been the best player. And Aaron Rodgers showed you a little something finally tonight, but for the most part, it's been Aaron Jones. When Aaron Jones is your best receiver and your best runner at the same time, it's going to be hard to go to a Super Bowl when the running back is doing both of those things for you. And as was pointed out on the telecast tonight, Sunday Night Football, somebody has to step up and be a true number one wide receiver. And the problem is, I don't know if they have that guy.
And I don't know why anybody is surprised by that, because there was an afternoon host in Milwaukee all offseason who was telling you after the trade of Davante Adams that you don't just move on from a Davante Adams and replace him with the Sammy Watkins and a bunch of draft picks and expect Randall Cobb and Alan Lazard to be more than mediocre at this stage in their careers. Of course, the offense was going to take a step back, was going to dip until whenever it is that Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson figure out what the NFL is all about. But that doesn't happen overnight. I think people saw the Justin Jeffersons and the Jamar Chases of the world and thought that every rookie wide receiver comes in and lights the world on fire. And the reality is, it's usually not until year two, three, sometimes four with wide receivers that they figure this thing out. So to think that Aaron Rodgers was just going to come out and Aaron Rodgers this thing with what they gave him to work with, and not to mention an offensive line that's crumbling, is just it's lunacy. And the defense, which they expect to be greatly improved, which would help take some of the load off and wouldn't require them to score as many points, that hasn't been what everybody expected it to be, despite all the resources they put on that side of the football. So some of this should not be surprising to people,
okay,
Sparky.
So let's talk about the offensive line for a second. David Bakhtiari is taking forever and a day to come back from his injury. Comes back, finally plays a lot of snaps, and then all of a sudden, 90 minutes before the game, they scratch David Bakhtiari last week, and he doesn't play. You have to put a rookie on Zach Tom at left tackle. Now, this week, no Elgton Jenkins because of a foot injury, and he's been horrible at right tackle to the point where they moved him inside to guard finally last week. So now he's out. I mean, it's been a revolving door with this offensive line. And now they're not the only ones with the revolving door on the offensive line. Obviously, I get that, but that's led to big problems for this team.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know there's not really a solution to that. It's a brutal sport. That's probably the most violent, physically demanding position in the sport. I don't blame David Bakhtiari for however long it takes him to get back to where he needs to be physically. I'm sure he's putting in every bit of effort that he can to get there. Same thing with Elgton Jenkins. I wouldn't question that about either of those guys. So, I mean, that's some of that is just bad luck. And that's part of what I mean when I say, you know, you line up the dominoes and hope that everything falls where it may. But sometimes it doesn't. There are things that are out of your control. And one of those major things in this sport is injuries. And I don't, Aaron Rodgers ain't Superman. If he doesn't have receivers and he doesn't have time, he's not going to make magic happen. It just doesn't work that way.
You know, Rami, the other thing that I'm curious about from your perspective, because you have been the president of the Aaron Rodgers fan club through this whole thing. How much blame? Well, I mean, Horvath's there with you, Ryan Horvath. By the way, Kurt and Long podcast downloaded today. That's the one thing I'm curious about, because you're not here every day, so I don't get to, you know, hear you do a show every day for 4 hours. I'm being out there in Sacramento now talking about other things like the Kings. How much do you think Aaron Rodgers has taken a step back this year? Do you think he's taken a step back this year? Because it doesn't appear that he is nearly as good maybe as he has been in the past.
Hey, Big King's waiting over the weekend.
You're damn right. You're damn right. Yeah, Tyler Hero went off, but it did not matter because Red Velvet was in the building. But nobody knows what the hell I'm talking about, but just go ahead, Robbie.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers has taken a step back, but that shouldn't be surprising to any. You know what's funny to me, Sparky? The year was 2019, right? And Aaron Rodgers wasn't a controversial figure yet. Everybody loved Aaron Rodgers. He was in the State Farm commercials with Jake. Everybody loved Aaron Rodgers. There wasn't really anybody who didn't like Aaron Rodgers. And even though he had Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones and Robert Tonyan, everybody was crying and kicking and screaming, get Aaron Rodgers some help. He can't do it all himself. 3 years later, Aaron Rodgers has said some things that have pissed off people in all kinds of different ways.
Where did he say it?
I know. Hold on. Let me finish. So Aaron Rodgers over the last 3 years has alienated all kinds of people for all kinds of reasons from all different corners. And now all of a sudden, even though he doesn't have Devontae Adams, even though Robert Tonyan is not the guy he was that year, now all of a sudden, why can't Aaron Rodgers do it all himself? Nobody is screaming, get Aaron Rodgers some help. Now all of a sudden the cry is, why can't Aaron Rodgers do it all himself? Because now you don't like Aaron Rodgers, because now nobody likes Aaron Rodgers, so nobody's going to sympathize with him and be reasonable and say, why didn't they get him some help? Now it's Aaron Rodgers' fault. Don't let your personal feelings about Aaron Rodgers affect how you feel about the football side of this thing. Aaron Rodgers can't do this by himself. Y'all wanted Aaron Rodgers to get more help a few years ago when he had help. Now he doesn't have help, and why can't Aaron Rodgers do it himself?
Well, first of all, if we're going to go down that rabbit hole, I'll go with you. Fine, let's go. Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers not giving a damn enough to go to any of these OTAs and show up and do anything. Patrick Mahomes has a new receiving corps. He's working with them in the offseason. Russell Wilson, who's been complete trash, he was trying to work with his wide receiving corps in the offseason. So, I mean, you've seen Tom Brady got to him at Tampa Bay early last year and was working with his wide receiving corps before the season started last year in the way to the Super Bowl. Now, again, I'm not saying this all would be fixed and this all would be better, but there was effort put in, extra effort put in by those other quarterbacks trying to win a Super Bowl. This quarterback has not shown that at all at any point since his early time back in the pre-Brett Favre days when he was sitting on the bench working out in the offseason with James Jones. Since that point, haven't seen any of that extra effort. And that's part of the reason why I think people are a little frustrated. And the other part of it is they went and finally and got him some help this year. But like we said, Watson can't stay healthy. Romeo Doubs was great the first couple of weeks. Now has disappeared and came back and played decent again tonight. Samari Toure has been, you know, watching from the sidelines, inactive until the last couple of weeks. I think Rodgers really liked him in training camp, so now he's on the field playing a little bit more, and he had a touchdown tonight. But it's going to take time when you have young wide receivers and a quarterback, and I don't care who the quarterback is and who the wide receiver is. That's why any additional practice time to build chemistry, to get on the same page, to think how the other guy works, is such a crucial thing. And for him to say, well, Randall Cobb will take care of it, I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And that's what gets me frustrated more than anything. And I'm not letting go of it, going all the way back to the OTAs.
And I'm not saying that wouldn't have helped, but the amount of difference from where they are now to where they could be, Sparky, is incremental. They just don't have the guys at wide receiver or at tight end, and the offensive line is crumbling. They just don't. This isn't. They're not where they are because Aaron Rodgers didn't show up for OTAs. They are where they are because of injuries and because they just don't have the dudes.
Here's one. Andy Herman, Pack a Day Podcast. How about this tweet? If you would have told Andy Herman the Packers put up almost 400 yards of offense, held Josh Allen to 218 yards, two touchdowns and two picks, won the turnover battle, ran for over 200 yards, one time of possession by over 7 minutes, he said, I would have liked Green Bay's odds, and they lost by 10. Fair point. If you said all of that prior to the game, you would have thought the Packers would have won the game, and instead, they get beat by the Buffalo Bills. The Detroit Lions are next.
A lot of that. That's why I said, Sparky, the final score was not indicative of how much better the Bills were tonight. A lot of that happened in junk time when everybody knew what the outcome was already. A lot of those numbers are empty calories.
Rami, they had 24 at half. They had 3 points in the second half, the Bills. At halftime, I said, does anybody think Buffalo can hit 50 tonight? That's where I was at. I thought they were going to get 48 at least, if not 50.
But then Buffalo started playing keep away and just making sure that, you know, that the Packers couldn't catch up. They weren't trying to have a track meet out there tonight. They knew what was going on.
Just not going to let me feel any better about this, are you? No.
No.
All right, fine. No. There is Rami Makhlouf. He left us. He is now with Sactown Sports in Sacramento. He left at the good time, too, by the way. Follow on Twitter at Rami is tweeting. Him and Nick Cattles do the afternoon show there. They talk about the 49ers. They talk about the Sacramento Kings. And I think I'm becoming a Kings fan. Yeah, I think I am.
You text me about the Kings about as much as anybody does.
Yeah, because the 15-year-old is a Kings fan. I'm watching a lot of games with him, and I'm finding myself starting to root for them a little bit, I think. So, I mean, it's unfortunate they have Mike Brown, but you got to overcome what you have to overcome. Rami.
I'm starting to wonder about that guy a little bit.
He's very nice. He's funny. Charismatic, outgoing. I would like to hang out with him. I'd be cool with that. I just don't know how good of a coach he really is. But
the rotations are, I'm trying to figure it out.
15-year-old is furious about his rotations. He was going off to me about his rotations the other day. Oh my God. I'm like, well, then by all means, you have a chance to tell him and meet him. You go ahead, and he'll make you feel like you're about 2 inches tall with his basketball knowledge compared to yours. He's like, I'm not saying I'm coaching the NBA, but some of this stuff doesn't make any sense. And I'm like, yeah, fine.
I might be able to arrange that. I'll see what I can do.
Oh my God. 27-17 Buffalo over the Packers. Maybe Rami and I'll do a Kings podcast at some point. Stay tuned for that. Rami, thank you so much, dude. See you later. There he is, Rami Makhlouf on a Lambo Tobacco Green and Gold Monday here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.